wanted to take a moment to explain the Gatrat and the Batu Tachbat. So we just have to do a little bit of understand why is it that we don't want to be Kofei Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, under these circumstances. Let's look at Hay first. That's the easier one to do, I think. In Mola Tishrei, after a leap year, Motzai, the Rambam says, V'cheinim yatza Mola Tishrei b'yom sheni, v'shalash shos b'yom, v'chamesh me'es v'shmona v'tisha chalakim yishar v'yis. Simonea, Batu Tachbat, okay, 2, 15 and 589. And the Rambam says, oh yes, sir, okay, but we're going to work with that number. Im haisa osa shana motzai ha meuberes, shahaisa shana smuchal ha sha'avra meuberes, it's the year after a leap year, in kovin rosh chodesh b'sheni b'shamazo ela b'shlishi. So let's understand why. By the normal rules, this year we should have set Rosh Hashanah when? If the Mola takes place on 15 hours into Monday, meaning starting from Sunday night at 6 p.m., 500 in Chalakim, by normal rules, when should Rosh Hashanah be? What day of the week should it be?
Tuesday.
No, by norm, I know that's our rules, but without this funny rule, it should have been Monday. So let's pretend we make Rosh Hashanah Monday.
When we say 2 days, why isn't that Tuesday? It's Sunday, Monday.
No, it's not 2 completed days.
Into the second day.
It means starting in the second day, correct. Okay. Correct. We don't have a number for zero. In other words, if it comes out on Shabbos, it starts with a Zion. Okay, we go Aleph through Zion, not 0 through 6, even though I understand arithmetically that would be easier in some ways. Okay. And if your math brings you back to a zero, that means 7. That means Shabbos. Okay, so that is when we should have said Rosh Hashanah. But if that were the case, let's work backwards. Let's work backwards the previous year. Now, if this is when the Molad Tishrei is this year, and it was a leap year that passed, how much time do we have to subtract to get back to last year's Molad? The answer is, Hacha, Hey, Hacha Tachpat, is the She'iris Shana Me'uberes, right? It was Hacha Tachpat. So we got to subtract 5, 21, and 589. So let's do the math. We subtract, what do we get? 0. That's easy. That's what's going on here. That's the tip-off that you need. Now, if you take away 21 from 15, so firstly, what do you have to do? You got to borrow a 1, and therefore you add 24 to this. And what do you get then? 39 minus 21 is?
13.
18, which also happens to represent? What does that represent? Chatzos Hayom, which is the time of a Molad Zaken.
Chatzos Hayom.
18 hours is Chatzos Hayom. Now, when I subtract 5 from 1, what do I get? Well, I have to add 7, so I can do a subtraction, add a week. 8 days minus 5, and I get? Tuesday. 18 hours, 0 Chavakim, last year. When will Rosh Hashanah be last year?
It'll be Wednesday.
No, it won't. Rosh Hashanah is never Wednesday.
Oh, so it'll be Thursday.
It'll be Thursday, right? If we are dealing with Batu Tachpat, if the Molad came out of Batu Tachpat last year, it came out Gich, if you want to call it that, Gimel Yuches, right? That's just doing the subtraction. And last year, based upon the rules of Molad Zaken, we would have said you can't make it on Tuesday because it came out at Chatzos, and therefore we pushed it to Wednesday, and therefore we pushed it to Thursday. Now, if we were not to come up with this new rule, when would we make Rosh Hashanah this year? You said Monday. So let me ask you a question. We have a leap year that's passed. Rosh Hashanah last year was Thursday, and Rosh Hashanah this year is Monday. How many days were in this past year?
It was a leap year.
What?
Oh,
last year was a leap year. It was a Mubaris. That's the rule. It's only in a Mubaris.
It was a Kisitron or it was...
We don't know. You see, that now you're getting to the problem. I'm asking you, if Rosh Hashanah this year is on a Thursday, and Rosh Hashanah next year is on a Monday, and this year is a leap year...
Yeah, how do you know? Because it could have been done for... It could have been done by 2 days, could have been done by 1 day. How do you figure that out?
I'm going to have remind you of something. If the year were to be Shlevos, and Rosh Hashanah of a leap year is on a Thursday, when will next Rosh Hashanah be?
Friday.
No. In a Shlema year, how many days are in a leap year?
Shlema is...
Shlemos? Leap year.
385.
Right? It's...
So it'll be the same day. It'll be Thursday.
It'll be Thursday. So if it were 385, it would have been Thursday. All right. Let's say it came out on Wednesday. I know it can't. But how many days would have been in the year?
384.
If Rosh Hashanah the following year were on a Tuesday, how many days would there have been in the year?
33.
If Rosh Hashanah the following year came out on a Monday, how many days would there have been in the year?
32.
Which is not possible. You can't have 382 days in a leap year. You can only have three possibilities. If the Chadashim are Kisidron, do the math. 5th, 30, 29 times 6 is 354, plus an extra 30-day month, 384. If the Shlemo is 385, Chaser is 383. If Rosh Hashanah, last year, that began this leap year, was going to be on a Thursday, and Rosh Hashanah this year, the year after the leap year is on a Monday, Houston would have a problem. Why? Because we're going to have a 382-day year. There's no way to do that in the calendar. So what do? We take Rosh Hashanah from Monday, and we bump it a day. Now how many days are in the year?
383.
And we can make it Chaseris. I'm going to go over that. I see some blank faces. But it's actually quite simple. Once you realize...
I just missed the math because I'm still beating.
Okay. So I'm going to go... Let's go over this just to see what happened one more time. Which is... The rule is, if the normal rule should have been, if you want to push off the Molad, you want to push off Rosh Chodesh to Tuesday, this should have been what number? 2, 18, 0. Chatzos HaYom, and afterwards the Molad Zaken, we push it off. But the Chiddush here is that as if the Molad came out on Monday, 15 hours, 589 Halachim, which is about 2.5 hours before Chatzos, under normal rules, we should have left Rosh Hashanah on Monday. But the Rambam says 2:15, 5:89, push off Rosh Hashanah from Monday to Tuesday. Why? The answer is because if we don't, we based upon this number, we know when the Molad of Tishrei was last year. And based upon the Molad of Tishrei last year, we would have had to determine when Rosh Hashanah was last year. So count backwards. Subtract from this year's Molad. The Shemesh Shana Muberes, right? That's the differential between 13 lunar months. This number, 521, 589, is 13 times Ib Tash Tzad. Remember that number? 1 day and 12 hours and 793 halakim. Right? That's the extra amount of time in a lunar month over a perfect number of weeks. Right? One day, 12 hours, 793 halakim, because a lunar month is 29 days. 12 hours and 793 halakim. So this number is 13 lunar months differential. Shemesh Shana Muberes. Therefore, if I subtract the Shemesh Shana Muberes from this year's Molad, if last year was a leap year, and I subtract from this year's Molad Tishrei, Hachatakpa, I will get last year's Molad Tishrei. Just as if I start with last year's Molad Tishrei and I add Hachatakpa, I will get this year's Molad Tishrei. Right? If A minus B equals C, then C plus B is equal to A. Fine. What do I get? In a situation where the year came out like this, and I then this is when the Molad was the previous year. Now, when I tell you, when do you make Rosh Hashanah the previous year if that's the Molad of the previous year? Well, you can't make it Tuesday because it's a Molad Zaken. It's a Chatzos Hayom or after. Therefore, you push it off to Wednesday. And then you can't have it on Wednesday, so you push it off to Thursday. So, our general assumption is that if I am looking at a year where the Molad is this year, and last year was a leap year, it means last year's Rosh Hashanah had to have been Thursday. Right?
Yes.
And if I am going to make this year's Rosh Hashanah Monday, following the normal rule of Molad Zaken, and this Molad is before Chatzos, I'm going to have a 382-day year. The way we remedy that is pushing off Rosh Hashanah from Monday to Tuesday. Now, let me take one other observation which the Rambam is going to make. Supposing this year the Molad were not 2:15, 5:88, but it were 2:15, 5:89, but it were 2:15, 5:88. Would we have this problem? Well, let's do the math. 588 minus 589 equals 1,079. We had to borrow 1,080 from that column.
Yeah.
Now, we only have what here? We have 14 hours, because we borrowed one. Now add 24 to that, 38 minus 21 is?
17.
17. We don't have 18, we have 17.
So you could keep it.
When is Rosh Hashanah then, in the previous year?
Tuesday.
Because it's a chelek before Chatzos.
Wow.
Therefore,
so the year is like
it would have been Tuesday. What happens if we leave Rosh Hashanah Monday now?
You have 384.
384. It's no problem.
Dang.
The reason why you have Gatrad, not Gatrad, Batukatat after a leap year is because if you leave it on Monday without being Dochet, last year's Rosh Hashanah had to have been Thursday, just based upon the arithmetic. Last year's at Batu Takpa, last year's Rosh Hashanah was exactly a Molad Zaken on Tuesday, which means last year's Rosh Hashanah was on Thursday. And if you leave Rosh Hashanah on Monday, you're not going to have enough days in the year. It's going to be a 382-day year, and that means you have to lop another day off another month. We can't do that. Our only variables in the year is an extra leap month or not, 30 days, and Marcheshvan Kislev, 29-30, 30-30, or 29-29. All the other months do not change. Therefore, it's not that they could have set up a calendar system otherwise, but they didn't. Therefore, under these circumstances, we have to push off Rosh Hashanah from Monday to Tuesday, and we get a 383-day year. Jonathan?
I feel like the rabbis made it very hard for themselves by being picky about when to place Rosh Hashanah.
Like, they made it easy for us by not allowing Rosh Hashanah to come out on certain days. We're going to talk about that, and we'll get to it today.
The math becomes so much harder because you're left with so little options.
You're correct, but we're going to talk about why they were dofa. The two different theories, what Chazal said and what the Rambam said. Yes.
So in a Batu Tachpat year, we have to be dofa.
Yeah.
That means that you know it's either going to be 383 or 384 day year previously?
Well, no. In other words, when you dofa, it's by definition going to be a Batu Tachpat Tachiyah. Has to be a 383. Because the reason why you're being Docha is it would have been a 382.
But couldn't it be that you're going to be Docha again because of the Lavadi Rosh?
No. No, because Batu Tatpat, by definition, is always on Monday.
Tuesday.
Yes.
Fine.
Yes. I thought that has crossed my mind with this, but yes.
The Rabbi, Acha Tatpat is the
Sheris Shana Mehuberis.
That is.
It's 13 lunar months. 13 times, 1 day, 12 hours, 7 hours.
Are they Kisidron or are they.
No, because it's astronomical. Every shot, you're asking how many days we count on our calendar month, but this is 13 lunar months. A lunar month is 29 days, 12 hours, 793 halakha.
Right.
That's why. You don't have to worry about what our year was.
The average malad.
Correct, the average malad. That's
13
correct.
Average
so it's 13 malad. Times 1 day, 12 hours, 793 halakha. We've done the shortcut for you. It's hachatakha.
Right, right.
Okay. Now that we've done that, let's figure out the other one. You can see it's the same concept, but just in a different way. So let's see if we can figure this out. Gatrad. So if it's on Gimel, Tes, Reish Dalet, okay, and the rule is, this is going to be in a Shana Pshuta. It doesn't matter what Shana Pshuta, as long as it's not a leap year. If Rosh Hashanah comes out at Gatrad or later, now what should have been the standard? First thing, when will... If I told you that Rosh Hashanah came out at Gatrad.
Doesn't he say Gatrad?
No. That he's saying, what if it came out one chelek short?
Oh, okay.
I showed you there what happens when it's one chelek short.
Right.
So first I'll do the calculation exactly at Gatrad.
Okay, sure.
Okay? So what should have been the rule normally? What should we have set the standard for the chiyah to be? If it were Gich, Gimel, Yurches, and Ochalakim, which is a Molad Zakim. But now the Rambam's telling us that even though the Molad is about 9 hours before Chatzos Hayom, Gatrad, because Chatzos Hayom would have been Gimel Yechas, right? So now, and then zero. Okay. Instead, almost 9 hours earlier, we already push off Rosh Hashanah. So let's talk about why. And here again, the math should become obvious in a second. We don't care what the previous year is. The rule is we're only concerned about this year. So, firstly, when should Rosh Hashanah be under normal rules without this magical dechiyah at Gatrad? Which day of the week?
Tuesday.
It should be Tuesday. We're going to be dochet. When is it going to wind up?
What's exactly the rule again?
If the Molad comes out on 9 hours, 204 halakim into Tuesday, in a regular, non-leap year, we push off Rosh Hashanah.
a regular non-leap year after a leap year?
No, it doesn't matter what was before it.
Okay.
As long as it's in a non-leap year.
Okay.
It's going to end up Thursday.
It's going to end up on Thursday. Why? Because you push it off the Wednesday, and then you got to push it again. Okay. Now, if this is a non, the rule is a non-leap year, what is the Sheva Shana Pshuta?
Oh, so it's 12 times,
Dach Tatu. Now you can see the math, the beauty of the math coming together again. You see a Molad Zaken in our future. Because look, 204 and 876 is 1080. Which is 1 hour, which we might as well cross out, make a zero. Let's carry a one. 9 plus 8 is 17 plus 1 is 18. That's Chatzos Hayom. And then you got to add a day, okay? So we have 4 days, 3 days, and one more day is 8 days. And 8 days is which day of the week?
Monday. It's seven.
Subtract seven, and you get
Sunday.
So you get one. You get Aleph, Molad, and the Molad. So if that's the case, when is Rosh Hashanah going to be set? Well, it's wrong. It has to be wrong. I'm sorry, we're wrong. It cannot be. Something is wrong. It's got to be Monday. Why doesn't? Because Rosh Hashanah can never be Sunday. It would always be Nidcha anyway. So we got to get the math right here for a second. Oh! Stupid baby, we don't carry. 18 is not enough to carry. That's my mistake, right? You need 24 to carry.
Yeah.
So, what is this number actually? Not 1, but 0 or 7. Which means, when is it? It's Shabbos. Chatzos Hayom. What happens if the Molad is on Shabbos Chatzos Hayom?
Then you have to push it to Sunday.
No?
Monday.
You push it to Sunday, then you push it to Monday.
Because Lo Adirush, right?
So therefore, we're going to push it. Last year's Molad had to be pushed to Monday. So, let's do our little math here. We're in a Shana Pshuta. In a Shana Pshuta, there are 353, 354, or 355 days. Now, that's 350 is a perfect number of weeks, which means you have either a 3, 4, or 5-day offset in the week. There are the only three possibilities. If we were to leave Rosh Hashanah on Tuesday as we should have, how many days offset do we have in the week? From Tuesday to Monday, you need 6 days. You need to have a 356-day year. We have no way of getting that. By pushing off Rosh Hashanah to Thursday by 2 days, what do we need? 354-day year. It's four. Right? From Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. So that's why Gatrad in a Shana Pshuta, we push off. Now, what would have happened, guys? What would have happened if we were at Gatrad, like the Rambam says? What would this number have been? It would have been 1,079 halakim. Right? We instead of getting 1,080 adding, we take off when you get 1,079. Therefore, this would have been 17, and this still remains Shabbos. Shabbos, one chedek before Chatzos. When would Rosh Hashanah be that year?
Shabbos.
If Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos this year, and then Rosh Hashanah is Tuesday next year, not a problem. How many days are in that year? Shabbos to Tuesday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's a 353-day year. No problem. But because we pushed it off, we pushed it off. Is that right? No, that's got to be wrong. That's...
Well, the same word.
Is it right? I'm right in principle. I have to figure out if I did the math right. We leave it, if next year will be Shabbos, it will stay Shabbos. Oh, no, I did it wrong. Gimel to Shabbos is 354. I should have realized that, yes. Right? In other words, if Rosh Hashanah this year is Tuesday, and next year it's Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, it'll be 354 day year. So basically, the rules of Gatrad and Batu Tatpat are all about making sure that you don't wind up either with a 382-day year or a 356-day year, because those cannot be structured within our calendar. Our calendar, with the rule that you have 12 or 13 months, that the months alternate evenly 30-29, and the leap month is 30 days, and the only variability you can adjust in the month is either to add a day to Mar Cheshvan or to take away a day from Kislev, it means that the only six possible numbers you can get in a year of days is those three, and then those three, 83, 83, 84, 85. There's no other number of days you can have in Hebrew calendrical year, and therefore, if you don't make these adjustments, these two dechios, you wind up with impossible situations. John?
Could you just do the math for this one more time?
This? Sure. Let me do it in numbers rather than letters.
Okay. This time we're looking ahead.
Oh, we're looking ahead, correct.
So we're adding instead of
correct. So this was, we said, Gatraz, so it's Tuesday. I probably would have not made a mistake if I had done it in numbers. 204, right? That's Gatrad, correct? Now let's add to it Dach Tatu. 4, 8, 876. 876 and 204 is 1,080.
Okay.
It's a zero, carry a one. You get 18, no carry, 7. Shabbos et Chatzos. At that point, if we're going to push off Rosh Hashanah to Monday, and if you leave this year's Rosh Hashanah on Tuesday, from this year's Tuesday to next year's Monday, you need 356 days.
Very simple.
Right? So therefore, by pushing off our Molad of Gatrad to Thursday, instead of needing 356, you only need 354.
What was I going to say? Oh, Shabbat in general is okay for Rosh Chodesh, right?
Aleph, Dalet, Vav. Those are the only things. We have Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. For us, B'nai Chutz La'aretz, some of us love when Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. Okay.
People don't like
it. All right. Is that relatively clear? I know you may take a little time to digest it. But the svara behind these two dechios is in the case of Batu Tachpat, it's based upon the year before. That in the preceding year, which was a leap year, that's the rule, Batu Tachpat. If it's at Batu Tachpat or later, and last year was a leap year, if you don't push off Rosh Hashanah, you're going to wind up with last year having to only have 382 days, which is impossible. By pushing off Rosh Hashanah one day, you're going to get 383 days. On the other side, Gatrad is looking forward. In other words, if Rosh Hashanah is at Gatrad now, next year, in a Shana Pshuta, Rosh Hashanah is going to be on Shabbos at Chatzos Hayom, which will be pushed off to Monday. And if you leave Rosh Hashanah now on Tuesday, and it's a Shana Pshuta, and next year Rosh Hashanah is going to be Monday, you're going to have to need 356 days, which you can't have. By letting Rosh Hashanah be pushed off, and then it gets actually pushed off 2 days, you only needed one, but it gets pushed to Wednesday, and then the mail it to Thursday, then you only need 354 days in that year.
So
the four dechios are as follows. The one that I think you should leave to last is Adu. Okay? Start with the following. If it is after Chatzos Hayom, push it to the next day. If it is after Gatrad in a Shana Pshut, if it's Ed Chatzos Hayom or later, okay, Chatzos Hayom is Kila'achar Chatzos, just by the arithmetic. If it's Chatzos Hayom or later, or in a Shana Pshuta, if it's a Gatrad or later, or if in a Shana Pshuta after Me'uberes, it's at Batu Takpat or later, then push it off to the next day. That's phase number one. Once you've done that, now, the day that you're now, otherwise, you'll leave Rosh Hashanah on the day of the Molad. Once you've done that first phase, now look at when your Rosh Hashanah is. If your Rosh Hashanah is Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday, push it off to the next day, which means in some cases you're pushing it off 2 days. If you were writing a computer algorithm, that's the order in which you would do it. Do the first three tests initially, and then once you've done that, apply the Adu test.
Adu comes from, we don't want Rosh Hashanah. We'll get there.
And Hoshana Rabbah. We'll get to that. That's what the Gemara says. The Rambam says something else. Okay, Jonathan?
In doing the math on that side,
yeah.
When we get to the days, it comes to 1 minus 5. How do you do that?
You add a week. You add a 7. Because we're just interested, as the Rambam says, when we arrived at a number like Ib Tash Tzag, right, 1, 12, 793, a month is really 29 days, 12 hours, 793, but we strip away the weeks.
Yeah.
So because the weeks cycle around, if you don't have enough, you add 7 days, that's all.
Just to see which day is going to fall.
Correct, because that's all you're interested in. You're not interested in an apps at this stage, figuring out when to be kover, when the molad of Rosh Hashanah is. You're not interested in being in how much time has elapsed. You're interested in being kover which day of the week. Okay. So let's just reread very, very quickly, Dalet and Hey and then Vav. Dalin, hey, we read already, but Molad Tishrei, Sheyetze Becheshbon Zeh, Belal Shlishi Betesha Shaos Balayla Masayim Rabar Chalakim, Mishra Siris, which is Simonai Agatrad, O Yeser Azeh, Im Hoysa Shana Pshuta, Dochen Es Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Vein Kovan Oso, Beshlishi Beshanazo, Ela Bachamishi Beshavos. That was Gatrad. That's because we'll wind up with the 356-day year. Halacha Hey, Bechenim Yetze Molad Tishrei, Beyom Sheni, Yatza Molad Tishrei, Beyom Sheni, Beshalo Shaos Bayom, which is really 15. The Chamesh Meos Ushmona B'Tishah Chalakim Mishar Revius Simanea Batu Takpat. Oh yes, Sarakein. Im Haitza Osa Shana Motzayim Uberes. If it's the year after a leap year, which is by definition Pshuta, but it has to be only a Pshuta after a leap year, not just any Pshuta year. Shahaisa Shana Smucha La Shavra Milberes. Then in Kovan Rosh Chodesh B'Sheni B'Shanazo Ela B'Shlishi. So this way we'll wind up with a 383-day year, because otherwise it would have been 382. That's that calculation. Now,
have there been too few days or too many?
In this case, it's too few, in Batu Tachpat. The previous year would have had too few days that we could have constructed the calendar. It would have had 382. In Gatran, this coming year, the year we're in, would need 356 days, which we can't provide. We're short a day. There we're long a day. There we're short a day. Here we're long a day. And we can't have a 356-day year.
Over there, we came to, if you were to take...
If you weren't to be Docha Batu Tachpat, the preceding year would have to be 382 days.
But it would have fallen out on Tuesday, right at Chatzot, right? Chatzot Yom.
Correct.
And then we would have pushed it off. We push it off till Thursday.
Correct.
So doesn't that give us two extra days? So that...
No, because it's last year's. It was last year Tuesday at Chatzos Hayom, so it pushed it 2 days later.
Oh,
that's why I'm emphasizing. This is looking back. Correct. This is looking forward.
Okay.
That's why the rule of Batu Tachpat is Shana Sha'avra was the Me'uberes.
Okay.
And the rule of Gatrat is the year we're in is a Pshuta. Okay. Now the Rambam says in Halacha Vav, Hoya Molar Hashana Pshuta Shemaner Shetidach Alachamishi Pachos Chelek Echad. Why? Because once it's a little bit earlier, last year it wasn't a Molad Zaken. Last year the Molad was before Chatzos, and therefore last year it wasn't pushed off from Tuesday to Thursday. Last year it remained on Tuesday. Therefore, we can leave it on Monday this year. That's the Batu Tachpat, right? Now, in this case, and if it were not Batu Tachpat, but Batu Tachpach, so then the Molad last year would have been on Tuesday before Chatzos. Rosh Hashanah would have been Tuesday, and we can leave Rosh Hashanah Monday this year. It'll be a 384-day year. Simple. And the same thing with Gatrad. So the Rambam says if it was one chelek less, Kovan Osabashlishi, v'chein, im haya Molad Motzai Iber Pachos Chelek, kegon shahaya simenea Batu Tachpach, o Pachos Mizeh, Kovan Osabashini. That's why. Now the Rambam just gives you the rule. Nimsa, derech kviyas rosh chodesh tishrei, he chazers for you. Lefi cheshbon zeh kach. This is the way you figure out when Rosh Hashanah is, when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is. Start here. Tachshov v'teida hamolad be'eze yom yiyah uvekama shos min hayom o min halayla uvekama chalakim min hashah. Your first job to figure out when Rosh Hashanah is to look at when the molad of Tishrei is. V'yom ha-molad hu yom ha-kfiya la'olam. The day of the molad is always when we kovei Rosh Hashanah, unless. Ela imkein, it's a funny way to formulate it, but ela imkein, haya be'echad b'Shabbos, o b'revi b'Shabbos, o b'erev Shabbos. If it's adu, then you push it off. O, im haya ha-molad b'chatzos hayom, o achar chatzos, or if it's a molad zaken. O, im haya b'reish dalet chalaki misha asiris b'leos mil shlishi. Oh, yes, if it was Gatrad or later, v'hoysa Hashanah Pshuta, and it was a non-leap year. Oh, shahaysa molad b'takpat achalokim misha revias miyom sheni, batu takpat, v'hoysa misha revias bayom, right. Miyom sheni, v'hoysa Hashanah Pshuta sh'acham ruberis, it was the year after a leap year, which is by definition non-leap. She'im ye ora echa me'arbar dvarma elu in kovim b'yom hamolad ela b'yom shel acharav o shel achar acharav kederach shebe'arnav. So it's very, 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 very simple. Calculate the molad for Tishrei, then apply the four dechios, adu, molad zaken, Batu Takpat in the post-leap year or Gatrad in a non-leap year, and then you will know when to be Kovea Rosh Hashanah this year. Period. End of discussion. If you want to know, as the Rambam will say in the next paragraph, exactly the layout of the year, just figure out this Rosh Hashanah, next Rosh Hashanah, you'll know how many days are in the year, you'll know whether it's a leap year or not based upon Kuah Hadzat, which in the year, 19-year cycle, and based upon that, you know whether it's 383, 384, 385, or 350, 354, and 355, and you can lay out the calendar, and you can try to make money that way. Okay, fine, selling calendars.
Kuah Hadzat are the years that are Maleh?
Yes, correct. Milbaris.
Aren't there three options?
What do you mean?
What are the months that change? It's Cheshvan and Kislev?
No. The three variables are the following. You might add a leap month, 30 days, if you're going to add something. If not, you don't add anything. You might... you either do have 30 days of a leap month or you have no leap month. Then, Mar Cheshvan Kislev can be 29-30, 30-30, 29-29. Those are the three choices. So there are only three things that vary within a year, whether it's a leap year or not, whether Mar Cheshvan is 29-30 days, and whether Kislev is 29-30 days. Nothing else changes.
But from Guah Chatzat, how do you know all of that?
From Guah Chatzat, you just know whether there's a leap year.
And
the way you figure out how to arrange the 2 months is you figure out when Rosh Hashanah is last year, when Rosh Hashanah is this year, when Rosh Hashanah is next year, and you look how many days transpire in between. Based upon how many days you're off in the week.
So if you need an extra day, you'll make...
If you need 385 or 355, you add a day to Mar Cheshvan. If you need 383 or 353, you take away a day from Kislev. If you need 354 or 384, you leave them 29-30. Yep. Now the Rambam says, a short Rambam, but a juicy Rambam.
Wait,
Guah
Chatzat, we calculate the way we did it with the tourist chart.
The Guah Chatzat is just a fixing. In a 19-year cycle, know which year you're in. If it's 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17, 19, it's leap. If it's not, it's pshuta. And the way you know which year you're in is you subtract 1 from the year that you're in, so you're counting all the completed years, divide by 19, take the remainder, add 1. And that's the year in the 19-year cycle you're in. Yes. Okay. Very simple, I think. All right, now the Rambam gets himself. Guah Chatzat, yeah.
Gimel
Vav Ches, Aleph Dalet Zayin Tes, but those all have yuds in front of them.
Oh, okay.
The Rambam, when he writes it out, he writes it Yud Aleph Yud Dalet Zayin Tes, but that's hard to say. Guah Chatzat, yeah, it doesn't work so well. Guah Chatzat works much more easily. Okay. Halacha Zayin in the Rambam. Short, sweet, but troublesome. Umitnei ma'in kovim b'cheshbon zeh b'imei adu. So the Rambam says the reason why they can't come out, we don't set Rosh Hashanah on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday, is because the calculation we are making with the average Molad is exactly that. It's Hilucham Ha'emtzoi. It's the average amount of time. Lo b'makomam ha'amiti. It's not the actual true place of the moon, the true. In other words, that's not actually when the moon is exactly in that place. And therefore, the Rambam says, Lefikach, osu yom kviya v'yom d'chia, kidei lefkoa b'yom ha-kibetz amiti. You know why we push off Rosh Hashanah from Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, a day a year later, Jordan, you're looking funny on this. You know what the Ravid's going to say. The Rambam says, because the molad ha-amiti never actually comes out on those days. And therefore, we push off the kviya to the day when, in those cases, to when the molad ha-amiti is. Therefore, he says, Ketzad, Lashlishi Kovim Berevi, Kovim Berevi Dochim, B'chamishi Kovim B'shishi Dochim, B'shabbos Kovim Me'achim B'shabbos Dochim, B'sheni Kovim. It sounds like very nice what the Rambam says, and it's an alternating pattern. There's only one problem. It works for the first week, but it breaks down the second week. If you're telling me the Molad Hamiti can only come out every other day, so this week it can only come out Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Shabbos, but next week it should be Monday, Wednesday, Friday. The Ravid goes a little ballistic here. The Ravid says, I mean, he quotes the Rambam first, and now we get to the fun. Amar Avram, Mimnesha Machabar Azeh, Mizgader Me'od, Umispire Bechachma Hazos, Vahu Be'inav Shegila Tachlisa, because this Machabar, this author, prides himself in this area of knowledge, and he believes that he has reached its pinnacle. Va'ani, Eini Me'an Asheha, I'm not from the men of astronomy. Higam Rabosai Lo Egiwe Elaham. Al-Kain, lo nechnasti b'dvarav livdok acharav. I'm not generally bodek, the Rambam here. Ach, Kishapagati bedavar hazeh shekasav nifla be'enai hafla v'fela. Why? Should it turn out that the molad is on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Shabbos, following the average memtzoy, lama lo yidach lemachraso el molad hamiti? Why not push it till Sunday or Wednesday or Friday, whatever it is, to get to the molad hamiti? Unadvarav ein roi laolam lekovo biyom molado, and it'll turn out you should never be kovei on the yom molad. It's always on, because the molad is only the molad hamtzoy. But we want the molad hamiti.
What was Rambam's point?
Well, the Rambam is claiming the reason why we're always docha from Adu is because we're trying to get to the molad hamiti. The assumption behind that, as the Rebbe notes correctly, is that the molad hamiti, the true conjunction, never actually comes out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. And the Rambam set it up so nicely, not as Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, but start with Tuesday. Tuesday, the molad hamiti can happen. Wednesday, it can. Thursday, it can. Friday, it can. Shabbos, it can. Sunday, it can. Monday, it can.
And that's just an astronomical...
The Rambam is making a claim of an astronomical phenomenon. And the Rebbe says, what in God's name are you talking about? And he's right. In other words, if you want to argue the molad hamiti can only come out on alternating days, that's fine. So this week it can only come out on the odd days, but next week it should only have to come out on even days. So that's why the Rebbe says that when you calculate the molad hamtzoi, the average molad, then if it came out on Bag Haz, you should push it off a day like you did on Adu to get to the molad hamiti. And he says, what did Adu do wrong that the Molad Hamiti never comes out on them? How did Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbos, why were they Zocha that they always get the Molad Hamiti and Lo Yidacha? And the Rabbit says, I think correctly, V'anu kibalnu, d'chias adu, mishum yoma rava sholayavo b'shabbos, mishum yoma kipurim sholayavo lo b'er shabbos, v'lo b'motze shabbos. The Rabbit says, you look at the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, I don't think the Yom Arava, I don't know where that's from, but that Rosh Hashanah can't come out on Du, because Yom Kippur will be Samach L'Shabbos, it's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf. I looked in the Masorah, the Mishnah and the Mitzvah, there's no citation to the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't quote that Gemara. So the Rabbit says, u'dachias badu, mishum adu. The reason why Pesach can't come out on Badu is because if Pesach comes out on Badu, then Rosh Hashanah will be on Daled, Vav, and Aleph. Right? That we explained already. In other words, we don't care when Pesach is. It's just that because there's no variance between Pesach and Rosh Hashanah, if Rosh Hashanah can't come out on Adu, then Pesach, which preceded it, can't come out on Badu. And the Rambam concludes by saying, V'hu be'enai kim sateya. I don't know how to translate that, but he wasn't very happy with the Rambam.
This week's
portion of Shavuot. Yes. Yisiv einav kim sateya. Yeah. I don't know what the Rambam is talking about, if the Rebbe is right. The Gemara says it. The Rambam is making a claim of an astronomical phenomenon which makes no sense. If a week had 8 days, then it might be plausible what the Rambam says, that there's a periodization of the moon that only makes sense every 48 hours. But the week has 7 days.
What does it really mean? When we say we're taking the average molad, it means that the moon doesn't really come in the molad.
So I'm going to tell you what I know, and I'm not sure about this. We're going to the Rambam in the last 9 prakim of Kiddush HaChodesh. That's where he tells you how to calculate all the molad ha'amiti of the moon, the makom ha'amiti of the shemesh, and so on. There is a current. I don't know what the Rambam was thinking. I will tell you the following. The average lunar month is 29.53 days, which is almost exactly 29, 12 hours, 700 kalachmits, within a third of a second. However, the actual period of the moon ranges between about 29.9 days and like 29.1 something days. In other words, the molad is not in the exact same every month. There is a degree of variance. That's what I assume that the Rambam was thinking about, that it doesn't always work to be exact. But the variance is not that great. Right. In other words, if you take about 0.35 days, how much is 0.35 days? About 0.4 of a day, so it's about 8, 9, 10 hour difference. Now, there's a variety in 10 hours in either direction. So in other words, there is potentially a 20 hour swing. Right? But nonetheless, that's not based upon days of the week. That goes through probably some roughly repeating time period. And I'm sure if you do a calculation of the Molad Hamiti using our numbers, sometimes it comes out on Sunday, and sometimes it comes out on Monday, and sometimes it comes out on Tuesday, and sometimes on Wednesday. It's distributed equally across all the days of the week. See, if we had an 8-day week, I could have conceived astronomically and arithmetically why there's a sort of 48-hour periodization where it always alternates, you know, it's when it can come out. But the week is 7 days. It's an odd number of days. That's not going to work. The Rambam tries to set you up for it, I think, by saying, by starting Dafka by Tuesday, Tuesday, yes. Wednesday, no. Thursday, yes. Friday, no. Shabbos, yes. Sunday, no. Monday, yes. See? Everything works perfectly. What about tomorrow? What about the second Tuesday? The answer should be no. And Wednesday, yes. And now everything falls apart. So I don't know how to explain the Rambam.
It's so vague.
What?
His Lashon is so vague in this halakha. And it's such a simple error that, like...
I'm not saying the Rambam was unaware of it, but there's a double pella on the Rambam, because the question is, what is he thinking astronomically, number one, and number two, why is he ignoring the Gemara? That's the second one to me is a form of kasha. That the Rambam, that the Greeks could have made an arithmetical error, that is not beyond me. They did, in many instances. What's beyond me is that the Rambam, and this I think what really irks the Ravid, is that the Gemara says why. I don't know what the answer is. Anyway, I leave you.
What he's saying. I'm trying to fit the Rebbe's understanding into the words. I don't even see him making the claim that it's every other.
Well,
I don't even know what it means.
So notice what he said. Let me show you.